Hi there. The word for today is on how to help people. In Acts 3 verse 3 we read, "Who, seeing Peter and John, asked for alms." Peter and John were willing to let this lame man who sat at the temple gate every day begging for charity interrupt their plans and maybe even make them late for, quote, the hour of prayer, which they attended. This raises an important question. Is it possible to be so busy with religious activities that you don't take time for people who are hurting? Selfishness is one of the easiest sins to commit, and I'll tell you why. Because when you're busy, you're unaware of committing it. Paul describes Jesus in Galatians 2 verse 20 as the Son of God who first loved me and second gave himself for me. It seems counterintuitive, but Jesus actually taught that we are more blessed when we give than we are when we receive. Giving fuels us. Withholding drains us. Giving requires energy, and that's not always easy, especially in stressful situations. Motivational speaker Trudy Metzger, who had an abusive childhood, became a giver in adulthood. However, she says she still finds it difficult to maintain the mindset of a giver when dealing with some of those people from her past. She admits to becoming defensive and trying to control the situation if she feels vulnerable. And when that happens, she goes from being a giver to being a taker. Here's what she writes. "While giving requires energy, I have to say that in the situation where I become a taker, it leaves me completely drained and feeling dead inside. To be a giver brings life, like watering a plant, so that it grows. But to be a taker is like sucking the water and the nutrients out of the soil, leaving both the plant and the soil depleted and useless. Being a giver, in other words, is a win-win situation. It helps others, plus it energizes and fills you with joy. And that's as good as it gets." That's also the word for you today.